You know, I got to say, going back to our doom and gloomers, a gloom and doom, I can never get that straight. I've seen over the years many dentists who were in an area where they knew the neighborhood was declining, or they knew their location, as you said, stuck on the third floor of an office building, wasn't good, but they didn't have the guts to move. They kept saying moving is so expensive, blah, 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 and they never did it. And their practices just either plateaued or kind of started dying off. And I've also seen so many dental practices where they were busy and bustling, and to me it was obvious, let's put in more treatment rooms, you'll be able to see more patients, have an associate, more hygiene or whatever, and they just refused to do it because they didn't want to rock the boat. Kind of like maybe like when a really cool restaurant is jam-packed all the time and then they expand and things just start to go downhill. It seems like people are afraid to do both of these things, even when the obvious is staring them right in the face.
Yeah, well, you know, it takes courage. It takes, you know, a well-thought-out plan. I mean, you can't act, you know, precipitously or without giving it a lot of consideration. But, you know, what I find, Rich, is that, you know, again, I may appear to be a lot smarter than I really am only because I hang out with so many people who are successful or so many people who have done this, and I see what works, and I know that it works. So it's like nice after all this period of time to be able to see, okay, if I've got this plus this plus this, I know it's going to equal this just because you see it happen. So,
well, I don't want to keep harping on this. But I think it's just fascinating about the move 3 to 5 miles. I would imagine, so you can confirm or say this is not true, that when the practice moves, a lot of other things take place too. They've got a upgraded, beautiful office. They've got a new sign with much more visibility, better location with more parking. Maybe the team's real excited. I mean, don't all those things take place when a practice moves?
Of course they do. They absolutely do. And so, yeah, I mean, I don't think that going from the third floor of a building where nobody can see you to another office the same size.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so we obviously are saying, okay, fine, we need more visibility, we need more treatment rooms, we need more access, and this is hopefully is what's going to take place. Now, let's talk about a few other things. I mean, strategies for dentists in this category, you know, they're going to be in business for 10 to 20 years. You know, we have to have major marketing push for new patients. I mean, and there's all kinds of ways to do that, and we don't have time in this interview to talk about it. But I mean, marketing is certainly what you have to do, and this, of course, has to be coordinated with the development in your practice of exquisite, exquisite customer service. You know, just it's got to be a place where people want to come, where people love to work. It's just like you sort of walk into that place and you know you're in the right place. I know with all the experience that you've had going into different offices, you immediately know when you're going into a particular place, this is a great place. And sometimes you wonder, how can anybody possibly work in this hole? Because it isn't that way.
So true.
You know?
Yeah.
So it implies also, you know, the development of a truly outstanding staff. And we could write 4 books about staff and what we do and how they impact our lives and our practice. But, you know, you can't do it alone, and you've got to be able to do this. So we've got a 10 to 20-year thing. Let's build this team one by one. Let's be patient about it. Let's get the right people. Let's make the right draft choices. Let's assemble our team so that we've got a phenomenal, terrific team that will allow us to go forward and be able to grow. You know, you want a brand, an identity in your community. It requires a real concerted effort on building connections to your patient base, you know, to let these people know that you're there for them, always there for them. No problem is too difficult to solve. It's got to be that phenomenal customer service-based relationship that gets people talking. You know, in the beginning of 2014, I wrote a series of 10 blog posts about why certain dentists were more successful than others. And they're all archived on my website. People can look at them. And, Rich, you and I actually did an interview about it.